Welcome to episode 103 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. In today's episode, we will be drinking...
COVID. That was a COVID cough.
It's long COVID,
I'm
actually.
Right across from you, and now I have COVID.
It's long COVID. In this episode, we're going to be drinking three Colorado beers, and then potentially a non-Colorado beer. We'll see how it goes. We might do that one as a video. We'll play it by ear, as they say. So, the first two beers are from Outer Range Brewing Company, which we're going to have a beer experiences story to tell you about.
Oh.
This one is called Frisco Glow Saison.
Ooh, a Saison.
So we've been drinking a lot of Saisons recently. Oh, we'll use the fancy glass for the Saison.
Yeah. Oh, those are the ones. These are special glasses that also had one of them had a Saison in it.
Acquired from Outer Range Brewing, right?
Well, right off the bat, can see a nice, it's very effervescent as the bubbles crawl up the side of this tulip glass.
Not completely clear. A little bit of haze in there.
Yep. And I can see straight through. But you're right. Okay, so it's a little tiny bit of haze, but not enough to prevent me from staring straight through to the other side to see the other bubbles magnified.
Nice, bright white bubbles.
Yeah, and the head's holding pretty well on the top. It's sustained. It looks pretty. All right. Do the whole smell. I don't know if COVID boy can smell, but we'll see. Okay, so I'm getting yeast for sure. I'm getting a little bit
of banana.
I'm getting a little sour tang. Let me see.
Get a little bit of the banana yeast, Saison yeast.
Oh, see, you incepted me. Now I smell banana. Oh, now all I can smell is banana, and the sour went away.
So this Saison, you taste it? Yep. Any sourness?
Not much at all. No. Nothing.
This Saison does not have much sourness. I like this kind of Saison that really tastes like a farmhouse Saison,
right,
like it would be back in the day.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe those would be more sour, but this is really smooth and easy drinking. I've had a few of these before.
It's sweet. It's sweeter than I expected.
It's got maybe a little bit of that candy sugar Saison-ness to it. You smell a little bit of that, too, along with the banana yeasts and that type of thing.
Yeah, I got that yeast thing. I thought I would get at least some of that peppery or a tang, but I'm not getting either. Like,
not
what
a lot
was
of
that yeast? Maybe it was just in the bubbles.
Yeah, not as much pepperiness, not as much sour. I mean, I think it could actually use a little more sour. This beer is a little
smooth.
Bit old, so it may have just kind of faded a little bit. This is a 6.5% alcohol beer from Outer Range Brewing in Frisco, Colorado, where we were, what was that, yesterday? A couple days ago?
I don't know.
Last week? A month
today?
Ago?
Right. It was a Sunday in May.
Oh, it was Mother's Day.
It was Mother's Day. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about beer experiences.
Beer experiences. Have you had any recent beer experiences?
I have had a recent beer experiences, and I happen to share them with you, I believe.
So if you follow us on Facebook or Twitter,
Pinterest,
or YouTube,
MySpace,
you will have seen some of our activities, our Summit County Brewery Tour. Plus, we snuck a little bit of Park County in there with a distillery tour.
Oh, yeah. In South Park.
That's right. in Fair Play. So we did a big driving loop around Colorado through the mountains, starting in the Denver suburbs here, and then we headed out to Fair Play. Well, we stopped for some coffee, right, in Pine, Colorado.
And then some Southwestern style.
Yeah, and some breakfast burritos, of course. And then our first stop was at a distillery, actually, in Fair Play, Colorado, also known as South Park, the kind of presumed location that South Park is based on.
There was some evidence where there was a Coney Island hot dog stand that also is in Cartman's as his house. And ironically, somebody told us that it was for sale and might have been a real estate agent.
And you are buying it to live in it now.
I am completely planning on that being my next home.
So that distillery there is the Snitching Lady Distillery in Fairplay, Colorado. We both had a couple of cocktails to start our day right. It was about noon by that time, by the way, folks. So don't, you know.
Well, good enough. It was at least noon on the East Coast.
So we both ordered different drinks and shared them. I had an old-fashioned style drink with a wood smoked stamp into the ice.
Very cool.
A little bit of cherry liquor poured on top to like bring out the imprint of the stamp. You can see that on our one of our things. And yeah, that one was delicious. And you had, what was it called? The Snitch.
I had the Snitch, which was made with a whipped egg white and some clear whiskey.
And a little rosemary sprig sticking out of it, which gave you a little scent of rosemary when you drank it. That was really good, too.
And that was balanced. They also had, like, an essence of, I can't remember which, was it elderberry or loganberry or wildflower? It was some sort of floral infusion as well. So you had, like, flower, and you had sour, and you had rosemary, and it all come together with this great hipster cocktail.
It was definitely
something I would never make at home.
We walked in there. We were the first people in the place.
We were.
We asked the guy, you know, what should we have here? And he recommended these two drinks. And spot on, my friend. Thank you for those recommendations.
Good recommendation. They also recommended breweries to hit on our...
They did.
...our sojourn.
The town drunk came in a little bit later. And All right. So after that, this might be a long story, folks. After that...
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to the beer part yet.
We drove through Alma, Colorado, North America's highest incorporated town at 10,578 feet.
And, you know, I didn't even notice the altitude either. I mean, we were way the hell up there for an extended period of time.
We were at 10,000 feet the whole day.
Yeah.
We stopped for a little hike in Breckenridge, and then we went to Broken Compass Brewing in Breckenridge, Colorado. It was a beautiful day out, a little windy. So we sat out outside the garage door there, and
you tried to play.
How many beers did they have?
They had 13.
How many beers did we get?
Dozen. We got 13.
Yes, we did. They had games. I stood outside with my daughter and played some Jenga.
It was an amazingly cute moment on Mother's Day where you were celebrating the mother of your child.
That's right.
By having her drive us from brewery to brewery. And you playing games with her kid and not her. But she did play Mancala with Hannah.
Yes.
No, it was fun. And Sherry was a great sport and was incredibly okay. She got a wonderful... Oh, is it too early to tell about the flowers?
Yes,
we can't tell that. That's later? Okay.
So Broken Compass, they had a wide variety of beers. No, like, one particular style that they were honed in on. They had everything from... Well, they had a Czech Pilsner...
they had a red.
Norwegian wheat, couple reds,
that Norwegian
some sours, a porter.
An imperial porter, imperial red.
So a little bit of everything. Everything was good there. I think, what were the ones, we made a video of a couple standouts there. I'll comment on another one that we didn't talk about in the video, which was their coconut porter. Coconutty.
That was excellent.
Smelled great. Tasted like coconut juice.
And it was clean without being sweet.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, all of their beers were good for the style that they tried to be. You know, some of them, like, actually, they were all good.
They're
like,
all really good.
For the styles, right? Yeah. Like, nothing.
Yeah, even
they had a ginger pale ale that was gingery.
That
was good,
too. That was really good.
Okay, then from there... Where did we go? We went on to Outer Range Brewing, which is the brewery
which
we're drinking
brings
right
us
now.
Back into our beer.
Yes, yes. So at Outer Range Brewery, Outer Range had 21 beers on tap. We did not taste all of them, but we tasted our fair share. 12 of those beers are hop forward beers. So,
I never got my credit card.
Someone's running up a
yeah. Well,
did you dine and ditch?
No, they took my card.
All right, I need to call them.
Yeah.
So anyway, 12 of their beers are kind of hoppy beers. Of those 21, then they have a few stouts and a few light beers. This one that we have right now was not one on draft because I bought this one maybe actually a couple months ago when I was driving by there from skiing.
And their Saison that we did try, and I think we got the numbers that we did there. Because what did we do? 3, 6, 9, 12. We did like 12? No, we did 2. I did a whole bunch of them.
We did at least 10.
But we got that Dawn Song.
Yes. That was the standout.
The best.
And we made a video about the Dawn Song.
Oh,
beer.
We did? All right, good. Yeah. I don't remember.
It was a fruited was sour beers. With peach, raspberry, and passion fruit. And the fruit was left on the glass after you drank. So it was delicious.
It was a really, really good beer.
All right, two more breweries visited that day. The next one we went to, by the way, Outer Range, great deck on the back, overlooking the mountains there.
Cool inside, outside, yeah. A good distribution of people.
So good
it was
vibe.
Two-pack. Everybody was nice, and they had live music.
We got the mother's a beer can with flowers in it. That was the Mother's Day special. They had analog pong.
Oh, gosh, that was fun.
There's a video of that on our different things. Then we went to
Georgetown.
What's that place called? No, Baker and Brewer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I
had IHOP.
Yeah, it was in an old IHOP.
Brewery Bakers in Silverthorne, Colorado. Oh, man.
6 minutes of prep. And we actually took 5 minutes, but the last minute that we didn't take was to put up this Baker's Brewery.
The Baker's Brewery.
There we go. The Baker's Brewery.
In Silverthorne, Colorado. That's where we ate and tasted all of their beers.
All of their beers, right? Which was another 12.
Which was
another... Oh, no, it was 13. Because they had that special one on tap,
yeah,
the nitrous one off to the side.
There. That was very good. Again, a mix of many different styles, not one particular style that they... specialize in or anything like that, but good kind of chill place, has a little bit of that IHOP vibe left.
Yeah,
but it was cool. Oh, the one beer I got a video of Mike cowering behind, which was their Winter Is Coming Imperial Dark Saison. That one didn't sit well with you.
Okay. So all I have on my charge card for Outer Range is $1 pending.
It's going to go up a little bit.
All right.
Okay, finally, our last brewery of the day was Guanella Pass Brewing in Georgetown, Colorado. Kind of finishing
our loop. Ooh, the Baker's Brewery. I got that one.
Yep. Oh, was that a big one? He paid for plenty. He got the big bills, I think.
That is good.
Yeah. Guanella Brewing in Georgetown, Colorado. Cool, another cool place. Just a brewery. A lot of different styles. We had, I think we had all of them again. Whatever they had on draft, they had maybe
and including nine. Their seltzer.
Yeah,
including but you their had seltzer. The person doing the pouring.
Yes, she was confused on one beer, so we were not clear what one of the beers we had was. It might have been a pale ale. It might have been a Belgian wit. We're not.
The only one I was sure of was the seltzer. It was definitely
that was
a
obviously
seltzer.
A seltzer.
All the rest, it was a crapshoot.
Good beers there. That's a cool place to hang out, cool place to go after a hike, have some beers, and drive down Route 70 there.
One of my takeaways too is every place we went to had an awesome bunch of music playing. You know, so all the DJs were doing some good tunes, and not all the same. There was different vibes,
different styles,
like,
different vibes.
Like
yeah.
the Broken Compass had the Janis Joplin.
We got one complaint in some places.
Oh, because they wouldn't finish the song. They were doing the cutoff in the middle, but then we figured out because it was Mother's Day and there were other mothers there were other children there, and anytime the song got somewhat to the boundaries of offensive in language or whatever, they would cut off and go to another song.
Yes. So that's our beer experience in a Colorado loop tour. There were more breweries that we could have gone to, but 4 was plenty.
Yes.
We're not
20 anymore.
No. And we also got a little bit of a late start getting going because of my daughter.
Well, no, I was late too.
But great time. They actually do some, by the way, driven brewery tours in Summit County too. So there's an outfit that'll drive you around to the different breweries, and
that seems like the perfect job.
If you don't have a wife willing to drive your drunk ass around,
that's an alternative. We talked about the color, the smell, the taste.
We got this one. Any final thoughts on Frisco Glow Saison from Outer Range?
Well, a day later after we get back to the beer. It warms up nice. It holds its effervescence over the time as it warmed up.
Yeah, I still feel some bubbles in the one drink.
It definitely has a sweet to it, but not cloying, just sweet.
All right. I'm going to go grab the next beer.
Dead air. I was not prepared to vamp solo because I wasn't left with a topic. I have to create something out of thin air about vamping or something.
All right.
He's back.
This beer before.
What's it called? Codename
Superfan from Odd 13 yes, Brewing.
Because we looked up a bunch of songs either called Superfan or by a band called Superfan, and they've got all these crazy like semi-punk songs and all that crap.
Well, we're doing it again.
I mean, no, we didn't do this. And we didn't just do it the last time I was here either.
We may have. I'll check while we're drinking this one. But this is one of my favorite hazy pale ales. Odd 13 Brewing.
Is that the one that's in Rhino?
No. They are located in... wait for it. Lafayette, California. Colorado.
California, Colorado, whatever. All ends in a vowel.
So, a little bit hazy colored. Okay, straw colored, light.
It's got a similar color profile, and it's a different glass, so we're not in a tulip glass, but I don't see the crazy bubble activity. Just a little bit of bubbles.
The head is very tiny bubbled head, kind of sticking around.
Yeah. Nice white color. It has great legs and dregs, though.
Oh, the smell of a hazy India pale ale. All
right, what am I getting? I'm getting cat piss. Is that it? Cat piss?
Urinal cake.
Oh god, what was that beer? Oh my gosh, one of the beers we had, it was once I caught the bouquet, I was like, this is urinal cake, and I couldn't get the taste out of my and it turns out it could have actually just been urine. I don't know, but it was a very floral beer that oh, that's good.
Nice little bit of astringency.
Mild, if any. Is my palate already trash? You're getting astringent? I'm getting
a little astringent. Little kind of like
juicy.
Brah.
Okay, there it is. I got it in the middle of the tongue.
Oops, I'm looking back.
Is that the super fan thing? It like was the theme song of that episode, wasn't it? Super fan.
Oh, no, that wasn't that one.
It wasn't. 7 minutes of prep and we would have had this thing rolling. But so I'm getting a little citrus and a little flower, a tiny astringency with like a bitterness in the middle of the mouth.
Yes, we did this in episode 98. Like 5 episodes ago.
Right, that's what I was saying.
And when we did our 100th episode, one of the things my wife asked us was, have we ever done the same beer before? And I was like, I don't really think we have. And well,
now for sure we have in our second century.
We definitely have.
We didn't even wait long to do it.
So that was last 100. Right. This is a new 100.
Right, we can do it again. Count. Yeah, we're just going to see if we had the same description of this beer all over again.
So yeah, I like this beer. It's a nice... easy drinking hazy IPA. You could put back a bunch of these.
I completely agree. And similar to the previous beer of the saison, it's too easy drinking. If you had a 4-pack, you would finish a 4-pack.
6.5% Citra, Simcoe, and Yukonot hops.
So what's the marketing material say about that beer?
Two-row Golden Promise red wheat and white wheat. Brewed and packaged in Broomfield, Colorado is what this says. I don't know where Broomfield or Lafayette are. So, what else does it say? It doesn't say anything else on their webpage.
It doesn't say anything about that beer?
Nope. This beer is
one... What about the brewer?
I don't know. This beer, like, I'm probably just saying the same stuff over because we just.
Well, now I put you on tilt and you're too afraid. So let's go right to the news.
Okay. Yeah. But this beer is one, like, if I'm walking through the beer store, I just want an easy drinking beer. I see this, it's one of the ones I'll pick up. It's one of my go tos.
And it's got a cool, if you're a fan of not anime, I guess of superheroes. It's definitely a comic book focused label, you know, where they have a superhero looking like they have some kind of superpowers.
Yes.
Or that's a supervillain because he has a mean looking face. That may be the villain of Superfan, who Superfan has to go after.
Maybe.
I can make up my own backstory right now on this, and it'll cover for the fact that we have nothing about the brewery nor the marketing material in the beer.
Well done.
Well, thanks for asking, Chris. I do have a news story about beer. And it's a blend of both beer and technology.
Oh.
And it proves that I'm at a point in now in my age where I can't keep up with whatever is hip and cool. And this thing confuses me. But there is a fusion of two things going on in the world. Great craft beer and this new concept in this digital world of something called an NFT, which was it? Non-fungible token. Yes. And what the hell does
digital
that mean?
Digital collectible artwork, that type of thing.
So the way it was explained in my head for me to understand it was it's like
JPEG.
A baseball card. That's yeah, a JPEG that's like a baseball card. And somehow it's unique.
Yes.
And it's the only thing ever made. And you can guarantee it's locked and blocked. And like
it's
whatever you get.
It's unique on the blockchain.
It's yeah, the only thing you have. So that said, there's a new thing emerging in the industry where the brewers are putting together NFTs. And a very famous brewery, as part of its 30th anniversary, Goose Island.
Oh, okay.
Is tying to its Bourbon County release, which is one of the things that got it on the map before it was bought by Anheuser-Busch and then subsequently by Stella Artois, then InBev, and then whoever owns it now. They did this thing, and then they're having an NFT, but what they're tying to it is a bunch of actual tangible things. So you'll spend money.
Yes.
Maybe it will accrue in value and earn something, but just in case it's a piece of crap technology thing that's
likely
a fluke, right? Like Fire Island or whatever.
Or Pet Rocks.
Or Pet Rocks, yeah. Or Beanie Babies. You also get a whole bunch of swag and some other things going along with it. And they weren't the first one, though. The first brewery to do this is Sudwerk Brewing in Davis, California.
Okay.
And they describe themselves, and this is not necessarily valid, there hasn't been exhaustive research to make certain of this, but they are the first brewery in the world to make an NXT, which they sold out to promote the release of a fruity smoothie-style hard seltzer called Next Effing Trend. Well, it's not even a beer. It's a seltzer. I don't even want to read
this. Well, that's got a lot going on there, right? They've got the next effing trend, so it's like
NFT.
Yeah, and they're just like making fun of the thing, and
yes.
Even the beer is like kind of like a trendy, crazy flavored beer, right? So they got multiple layers of meta.
It's meme
going
on meme and meta. Okay,
yeah.
But it also came with a case of the seltzer.
Okay.
A signed print of the label art and a T-shirt.
So at least when it comes with something else like membership into a club or something, there's like
or
a little more
beers or, yeah.
to it. But you know, at the end of the day, you can save a JPEG to your hard drive. Okay, that's is that all that story? You got some more information?
I don't want to talk about it anymore. But one more news item with less reading is the state that we are currently in, which is semi-intoxication. No, in Colorado, the World Beer Cup was held last weekend in Colorado. It was held in Minnesota, I believe. Colorado walked away with 22 awards.
22!
Spread across 20 different breweries. So congratulations, Colorado, for kicking some serious tail in the World Brewing Championship. And, you know, I normally do a Listomania. I'm not going to go through those. But know that they got 20 of them. Listomania to come later after next beer. But Chris used my time of talking about news to go get us our
next beer.
Next beer.
And this one is another beer from Outer Range Brewing, but it's a collaboration beer with Vitamin C Brewing, SEA, in Massachusetts.
Oh,
and it's
wow.
called Shore Double India Pale Ale. So there's a shore in Massachusetts. Mike, did you see a shore at in Frisco, Colorado there?
I did, but it was of a lake, yes. Not an ocean.
Yes, yes. Was it I'm Lake glad Dillon? You at least noticed that lake. Lake Dillon, that's right.
Look at that shit. I even remember the name of it.
So there is a shore in Colorado, believe it or not, folks. All right, so this
they also sell here. Sushi in Denver, which is another irony, but apparently
double IPA.
That does not come from the Dillon Lake.
No. Listen to trout sushi.
Trout sushi.
Do they make trout? Is that a thing?
I don't know. Roe, maybe.
Timely.
Oh, look at that. Now that, real quick before we drink this is a collaboration beer.
Yes.
And as if our beer experience story was not long enough,
yes.
I have an addendum to add to it.
Okay. Before we even talk about this.
It was at least at two of the breweries, this collaboration yes. beer between yes. four Colorado breweries to make an American Pale Ale.
Yes.
We did end up trying twice at two of the contributors to make that collaboration.
Yes.
And while it was a quite tasty beverage with some interesting profiles, I will tell you this, it did not warm up well.
And it didn't stand out. From all the other great beers that we had.
Yes, it was just a
beer. Too many cooks in the kitchen.
Right.
Too many brewers in the
Too many brewers in the batch. All right.
All right.
But here's another collab with Shore to Shore. Have yes. you ever had Victory C?
No, a Vitamin C brewery. I've never had. They're on the south side of Boston there, and I don't get down there where I'm in Boston. I'm on the north side.
Southies, eh?
This is a
I got some grass.
Very hazy, juicy looking IPA, right? Like
it definitely.
If you say hazy IPA and you see this, you're like, oh yeah,
that's a hazy IPA. But do you know you can have hazy IPAs that are not juicy? You get grass. I'm getting grass.
Grass.
I'm getting
some of the beers at Outer Range were called. There was like. Forest floor. and mowed grass or yes. lawn of grass or something.
They're on the nose things, but I'm not getting fruity, so I don't know if this is going to be juicy. Hmm. Oh, no, it's not. No, that is kind of got a sweet finish, but it's not juicy.
I think it's more like
lemongrassy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost lemon, like more like a sip of sunshine type flavor.
More profile. Like the lemon or the grapefruit side. Not even grapefruit. I would say more like the lemon side of some amount of juiciness.
Yeah, it's not super astringent though. Like the grapefruit would make you go that.
That's
bitter.
True. So,
it's like lemonade. It's more of a shandy, man. Oh my god! Like on second sip, it's kind of got that. Remember that Nantucket?
Yeah.
It's got some, because it's a sweet, lemony finish with a little bit of grass. Oh, wow, that's pretty cool. And that's just hops that made it taste like this?
Yeah, Vitamin C Brewing in Weymouth.
I'm liking
they probably
this.
Say Weymouth, right? Even though it's spelled Weymouth.
No, I think it's called Worcester. That's how you pronounce it.
The hops are Callista and Mosaic. So
that's it?
I don't know what Callista is, but Mosaic is a very common one. Maybe it's all coming from the
Callista Flockhart? 8%
ABVs. Yes. Callista Flockhart.
What was that show? Allie McBeal?
Yes. Is she still married Harrison to Ford? Indiana Jones?
I don't know. He's like 102. Not that that means you can't be married.
And he's still Han Solo.
No, no. They killed him.
Spoilers! All right. Do you want to wrap up this episode, or do you want to do one more of this episode, or do you want to do that as a video?
Those are way too many choices, and I didn't even get to my Listomania.
So let's do one more, then.
So we're going to do one more and do a Listomania?
Yeah.
But we're going to break out of the geographical boundary of that square state.
Yes.
In the middle of what they call the flyover states.
Yes.
All right.
All right,
guys. I don't know if I'm comfortable with this winging it.
We've made a decision.
Decision?
To drink a fourth beer for this episode.
Avoided the word executive. We don't want to be put on the hook.
While I go to grab that, Mike's got one more article to bring to you.
So the validity of this, or the relevancy of this, was tied to the fact that we were dealing with Colorado beers and breweries. So I got a list of the ultimate guide to Denver's brewery scene. Here are the 17 best breweries as ranked by somebody in Denver. So, Chris, as I go through this list, I am going to need you to contribute your, oh, I've been there, I haven't been there, and
we'll
why
do that.
Is that on the list?
We'll do that.
All right, so 17, so I'm going to go real quick. There are no narratives behind this, so we'll... Oh, my God, that's one of the ones? All right, I just said I was... All right, well, shocker to me, I recognize this company and can't believe they consider it one of the best, so already this entire list is suspect.
Is it Coors?
It's Blue Moon Brewing Company.
Oh, come on.
Now, Blue Moon's a good beer.
It's a good, hot day beer, sure.
And it's consistent. You're always going to get that. It's a good Belgian wit, whatever, but it's mass-produced.
Now, the thing is, if you actually go to that brewery, I've heard, I haven't been there yet, okay, that they do actually have some good beers there.
All right, so then I should withhold judgment. You should. You need to go
we
there
need to
and
go
report
there.
Back.
Next or time we're here.
I'll do it. I'll make sure I get a layover. Number 16, Denver Beer Company, Denver Beer Company.
Yep, twice. Denver Beer Company. Yep.
Is it supposed to be there twice, or is that a typo?
I don't know. Okay. Solid brewery in the Lodo area, I believe.
All right. Number 15, Briar Common Brewery and Eatery.
Not ringing a bell.
Nothing there? Okay. Number 14, Crooked Stave.
Yes. Good sours and saisons and those types of beers. They used to be located in a place in Rhino. I'm not sure where they're at now, but good stuff.
Good stuff. Belgians?
Yep.
Call to Arms Brewing Company.
Nope.
Never heard of it. Okay, Little Machine Beer.
No, but that sounds good.
Just by the name?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
I like Little Machines. Is it Simple Machines? Like gear and those things?
It's a
pulley.
It's a raspberry pie.
Huh?
It's a little machine. It's a little $5 motherboard, right? And you can build things into it. All right. I can't pronounce it, so I think if there's two C's, it's Cerveza Colorado.
I don't know that one.
Next one, Dos Luce. I don't know if it's Luce's or Luce. Dos Luce Brewery. I'm obviously exposing my lack of understanding of pronouncing words that are Spanish. Woods Boss Brewing.
Woods Boss.
That's number 9. You haven't heard any of these. We're at like,
I've heard
we're
of
the
Woods
top
Boss.
10 and you haven't heard of a couple.
But I
of them.
Don't know the beers.
How about Novel Strand Brewing?
Nope.
Oh my goodness. How about the Grateful Gnome?
Yes. That okay. one's in Berkeley, and that's another place for us to do a beer crawl sometime when you're here, because there's a bunch of breweries in that area.
Awesome. And good things you've heard?
Yeah.
You said that because it's the gnome, and I was going with my Yoda style there.
Yes.
You like that?
Yeah. I haven't been there, but I've heard
right.
it's good.
Number 6. Odell Brewing, Five Points Brewhouse.
Odell, yeah. I mean, we went by there in Rhino, right? We went there, I think.
I will take your word for it. Wine Coop Brewing.
Yep.
Okay, number 5. Number 4, Cerebral Brewing. That
yes.
I actually remember.
Yes, we had one in one of the previous episodes here. Yeah.
Okay, Great Divide Brewing Company. I've had lots of that because it's in the airport.
Well, yeah, well distributed.
They have Yeti, right? They have
Yes. Yeah, we went to their location.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, we went there. Yeah, we did that. Was one of the last places we did a video in there. That was one of the last ones we were doing.
Yeah.
Before we went to the German place and everything went off the rails. Number two, Bruz Beers.
Bruz
B-R-U-Z Beers.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Number two.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Are you ready, Chris? You better have gone here. If not, it's got to be the next destination. Hell, we can leave right now. Black Shirt Brewing.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it? All right, guys, we're going to end this episode right quick, and we have to get to something because Chris has to work tomorrow, and so do I. So we need to check out this Black Shirt Brewing why I am still in the Colorado area.
Yeah, looks cool. It's
how close is it?
Another Rhino brewery. I don't know how we didn't make it there last time.
It's the number one, according to that article written by that guy, in Denver.
There's a bunch of places we still need to go.
We barely scratched the surface of Colorado.
This time we've had beers from like... We've had like
the mountains?
100 beers 100 from beers. Like 10 different breweries.
Yes.
So we concentrated this time. Last time we were in Rhino, we went to like 10 breweries.
And had a couple of beers at each one.
We did a few other podcasts and had a bunch of breweries. Like, okay, we repeated some. Be fair. But there's still tons of breweries to go to. And we've... You know, I feel like I've explored a lot, but, you know, that's great. Great to hear. All right. One more beer for tonight.
Oh, God, I was about to wrap up, and we have another beer. Holy shit.
So this beer from Maine Beer Company.
We love Maine.
They've got lunch. They've got another one.
Dinner.
They've got dinner. This one's called Wolf's Neck India Pale Ale.
Well, that's a lot of words for the Maine Brewing Company.
6.5%. They have their very... simple label.
Could you hold that up, Chris, so I can get this? I'm going to send this to our good friend from Rhode Island.
Very simple drawings on their labels. I like the minimalism. This brewery's great. I've been to that brewery in where is that? The L Bean is there in Freeport, Maine. 6.5% on this one. Let's see what this pick this up at Heritage Beer Store here down the street. Not a sponsor, but could be, and for not very much. color. It's pretty clear. Lots of bubbles coming up.
This has a great effervescence, like those...
Yeah, and I poured this a little bit ago and in a tall kind of Pilsner-ish glass.
Again, okay, I got it. I'm definitely picking out something else in this house that's impacting...
That could be cat pee.
It's just really cat pee, because like, every time I breathe, I'm like... Oh my God, Luna.
Every now and then I put on a sweater, I'm like, what is that smell? That fucking cat peed on my sweater.
Luna got to
this cat will not die.
So I can't get really, all I'm getting is cat piss. Can you get a smell? I'm not even kidding.
It's a... Oh, that's nice. Ooh.
Okay, wow. Okay, that's a whole bunch of different things happening there. Incredibly effervescent, not chewy, very very bubbly, almost to that, like when you get that really yeasty champagne-y taste in a saison. This has that kind of bubbly going on.
I might have pulled in too much head with this sip.
That's what she said.
But it's a little, it tastes a little like it has that lactose-y little like super smooth.
So our good buddy Jeff said he just saw that. All right, we're gonna have to call him up really quick.
Get him on the line here.
All right. We just you just vamp for a second.
That's your part. That's your role.
Right? I'm the vamper.
That's why I started this podcast with you. So there'd be someone to talk when I don't know what to say, and to like spur the conversation on because I'm very introverted.
And why can't you vamp again?
Because I'm very introverted.
Oh, well, you don't seem introverted. You have this great
knowledge. Well, I have to like pretend in my job to, like...
Right, yeah, yeah. You know, fake it till you make it.
Fake it.
Right, you're pretending to be a podcast host.
Oh, so let me see if I can talk about this beer some more. So let me take another pull from...
So I'm trying to figure out what flavors I'm getting, because I get, like, there's a little bit of that maltiness that
there's penetrates. More maltiness, yes, yeah. than your standard India Pale
Ale. And that surprised me, but then immediately I got some, like...
They do very well-balanced beers, is one thing I will say. They don't have, like, your typical New England Pale Ale, super hazy, super citrusy type deal.
All right. Let me see. Do I FaceTime him or do I? No.
Yeah, FaceTime.
FaceTime.
Right. A gift to the people of Maine and its visitors. The region's known as Wolf Neck. Reminds me of the apartment.
How do I get it so he can see first. Both of us?
Put it to you first.
He's gonna be like, "Why are you FaceTiming? This makes for great podcasting."
At 10:46 p.m.
He's not answering.
We've dropped a pebble. Now we have to see where the ripple goes. Eleanor Huster Smith. That's the quote on this bottle of beer. By the way, Maine Brewing's motto, do what's right.
Oh.
They give 1% back to the world.
All right. I'm going to give this another attempt. This compelling live... podcasting. You never know what's going to happen, if this actually will work. Hello.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey. Hello, friends.
Hello, friend. This is Chris and Mike, and we are with our missing partner, Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
So we wanted to share with Jeff, because he introduced us to the Maine Brewing Company as a great purveyor of beverages, and I sent him a picture of Chris drinking this beer. And what did you reply with, Jeff?
Oh man, I just saw a bottle of that at the local shop.
And see, if we really, really plan, that sounds like a perfect thing, that if it's both available in the Mid-Atlantic and available in Colorado, that we could do it together on a Zoomy thingy.
Beer podcast.
Yes.
If we really would have planned, I'd be in Colorado.
Well, that's true, too. Right.
Well, didn't Mike tell you, like, 30 minutes before his flight, hey, Jeff, you should come out here, too?
Yes. That's how it went.
Well, we need to make that happen one of these days, for sure.
I mean, does your new corporate conglomerate have an office in Denver?
I don't even know where all of our offices are now.
And if they don't, can you... contrive to say, I need to go and see if we should open an office in Denver because there's a lot of IT people there, or something like that?
I can always find a reason to travel.
Yes! See, that's, I mean, hopefully nobody I work for listens to this podcast, but it does help out an awful lot to do that. And but it would be great, because apparently, as we discovered, when you get this hot episode off of your podcatcher, that while we did travel and see a lot of Denver breweries, we haven't even scratched the surface, and we went through the list of the top 17.
I only knew like half of the top 17. I didn't even know the names of the other ones. So, still a lot of
top
breweries
17.
To visit.
17. Yeah.
That is a lot of breweries.
Right. Yeah. And with that, though, not having gone to half of them, that's at least six. I can't do math.
No, that's exactly right.
Is that exactly right? Okay. Because it is a prime number, so I know you can't divide it.
6 or 17?
Yes. So, Jeff, what's new in your world, man?
You know, just kind of trying to get out back into the, you know, some sense of normalcy. And, what has always been here, you know, during a lack of normalcy, has been the local beer community. You know, I think the last time we talked about was getting deliveries at home, and they're still kind of like the cornerstone of the community here. So I'm doing my part to pay my pay visits and respects to them.
And have them come through. Have you made it out to any breweries since the pandemic kind of quasi ended.
I barely have to leave my, you know, just my little slice of heaven here. So yeah, but everything just local.
So you're hitting, what is it, Silver Branch?
Silver Branch, Denizens, Astrolab.
I love Astrolab. Okay, of those three, which can you rank them, or out of loyalty, you have to call them all, one's the purplest, one's the bluest, and you love them all, the colorist?
You know, they all kind of have their specialties. If you want a stellar IPA, you're going to get that at Astrolab every time. You know, six different varieties. Silver Branch, you know, has a full range of everything, I think. Denizen's got a little bit of a Belgian thing, but they got a good mix. And, hey, they just won, like, a, you know, gold medal beer awards.
At the World Beer Cup?
Yes, sir.
No shit. We were talking about the Colorado ones. I didn't even think to look at the Maryland ones. So your local brewery won at the World Cup.
Yeah, gold medal. Yeah.
Gold medal. I got to get home, Chris.
Yeah.
Got to go back to Maryland.
Yeah. I mean, it is good that the pandemic is over. I mean, I had COVID 3 weeks ago, but it is over, I've heard.
3 weeks ago. I have COVID now because he keeps coughing on me.
Long COVID.
All right, Jeff, I promise I'd only keep you for 5 minutes. Any last words to... do you know what episode this is? We're on 103.
Congratulations. That's amazing.
Well, thank you. You were a big part of us getting here, man. We miss you. And at least I know Chris never comes back east.
I'm planning on coming back end of June and hoping we can do some CNBCs.
Hey, drink good beer.
Good talk to you, Jeff.
Cheers.
See you later.
Take care.
Well, that was nice.
He knows our show better than us.
I know.
I don't even think on the last two episodes we said drink good beer.
Yeah, we did. It's all part right. of the script, man. All right. So we had four beers tonight, Mike. We had Frisco Glow from Outer Range Brewing. We had Codename Superfan, again, from Odd 13 Brewing. And we had, see, that's the nice thing about getting these rare collaboration beers. You know you're not going to drink it.
You can't accidentally do it twice unless it's been in the back.
We had Shore Shore Double India Pale Ale from Vitamin C Brewing. And finally, Wolf's Neck IPA. Mike, is there one of these that stood out? They were all very good.
They're
and
all
like not, none of them were
mellow.
Like, I'm this, I'm yelling at you, I'm this. No, they were all just like mellow, easy drinking.
Yes.
You could drink a lot of these, and we're going to finish these off for sure.
Tonight. Oh, absolutely. We're going to have a good time.
We have three 16ers and another bottle.
And if I'm lucky, by the time we finish these things off, I'll convince Chris to do another episode. It'll be one of our best ones because we'll be cracked.
We could do a whiskey a whiskey episode.
A flight of bourbons, a flight of whiskeys. Yeah, I could do that. So as a final, what is troubling me? Can we do one thing before we wrap it up?
Yeah.
Can we go off script a little bit? Can you tell me what they tell us we're supposed to be tasting in this thing? Because I'm getting this really interesting combination of flavors, and I need some help. So, and you always are good at incepting these tastes in my
flavor
brain.
Profile. Aromas of pineapple, mango, guava, coconut, and orange. Notes of onion and garlic.
Is that so? I'm getting herbal. Yeah. Okay. So
underlying toasted bread and pine. You said
definitely
malty.
Definitely got the malty. Okay. So that's so. But I didn't get as much as a citrus though. Now I gotta get more of that. I want to see this. You want some more there?
Yeah.
I need to get the citrus. But this for the folks at home who can get Wolf's Neck India Pale Ale. It is a very. I haven't tasted an IPA that's got this combination of flavors, and it's hard to identify them. But it's Wolf's with an E. I bet you there's a story behind that.
It's a location in up there in Maine.
Oh.
The region known as Wolf's Neck reminds us of the importance of protecting land for future generations to experience and enjoy.
Oh, thank God. So we're like helping the world while we're drinking this beer.
Yes.
Good.
So
doesn't matter. Maine,
for that reason.
Maine will be underwater in 20 years.
This is
anyway.
My beer of the night.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm going to have to go with the collab beer is the one.
Oh, yeah? Vitamin C's?
Oh, yeah. The vitamin C's. I like that lemongrass. I'm a sucker for that. It's like, it was like a, It had alternative version of Lost in Sip of Sunshine.
It had that beautiful hazy color to it, too. Yeah.
And a good feel in the mouth, the finished profile, a little bitter in the middle. I liked it a lot.
There's still some more of that. I'm going to drink some of that.
Actually, yeah, right. But I don't know. This main one is a close second.
Let's
maybe it's a 1-1A. Why is my screen locking, Chris? It's interrupting with my flow. Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 103. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or any podcatcher that we remember to publish to, or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.com.
I think we're on Spotify. I'm pretty sure.
Sure, man. Got that $100 deal just like Joe Rogan.
Yes. You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/CNBC Podcast. You can see all of the activities we were up to over the past week there.
He's going to have to edit himself because Chris hates it when we belch on air and he just can't finish the sentence. You can also see our video episode on YouTube, youtube.com/CNBC Podcast.
Two very short video episodes just published on the breweries. You can barely hear us, but it's still fun. You can also follow us on Twitter at CNBC Podcast.
And listen, if you do sponsor us, we can at least get a mic for our on-site remote deals so that we get better sound.
We need some lapel mics, folks.
Yeah, thank you.
That's
very
all
much.
It takes to sponsor us, a lapel mic.
So in honor of our beer quest recently that we just spent hours of this podcast discussing, and the different beers we tried, in one of the bathrooms, we saw this excellent sign over the urinal. I told myself that I should stop drinking, but I'm not about to listen to a drunk that talks to himself.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Drink good beer.
Drink good beer.
Oh, it was nice.
It was.
Some beer.
Oh, no, that was just practice. Because I used all this.
Let me get the stiffness out of my neck.
Okay.
So straight. Right. Suck it in.
All right. We're not on video, are we?
Oh, all right. All right, go ahead. When you're
welcome.
Ready.
Welcome. Oh.